Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast Listener Experience. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And that means it's Thursday, Hollow Cult. We're almost there. Almost got it knocked out. One more day till the weekend. We're glad you chose us to spend that time with. Hope everybody's having a good work week. Hope everybody has an excellent, safe, relaxing weekend ahead. We got a banger of a listener experience here. I just kind of perused it a little bit. I know I'm breaking the rules, but it is what it is. I make up the rules. But before we get into that, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and you will find us there. You'll find us there. Then you can join the community, be part of the Hollow Cult. You know the drill. If you've got a listener experience you'd like for us to feature on a future episode of this very show, Kyle has some goods for you.
I do, and it's pretty easy. All you got to do is write your story out and then shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. And then Steve and I get to turn it into its very own episode, which is extremely exciting.
It is a good time. We get to share your words and your experiences with the entire universe, multiverse, intergalactic federation. It's just a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways to do it. We got a Patreon where we release extra episodes. We release early drops, ad-free episodes. Sometimes we pop coupons over there for the merch store, which the merch store, you're thinking, is at hollowskypodcast.com. Got all kinds of goodies over there. We got shirts, we got hats, we got stickers, we got all kinds of stuff. It's dope. You know, rep the Hollow Cult, be part of that underground niche community that is the Hollow Cult. It's just a cool thing to do. What else we got? Share the show, word of mouth. Share it. We cannot shout that from the mountaintops enough. For those of you that already put the legwork in, we love you. We appreciate you. For those of you that are lacking, let's pick it up. Get the show out there. Let's put the name out.
Yeah.
So we can do more of this.
I saw a dude sent me pictures on Instagram from Stonehenge.
That's
repping
dope.
Repping the Hollow swag.
Well, you have to like send them to me. That's fucking awesome.
It's pretty rad.
We've got so far Hollow Sky represented at the base of Mount Everest at Stardust Ranch. Yeah. At Stonehenge. Real fucking close to Area 51. We're making the rounds, folks.
Getting there.
We're making the rounds. Every esoteric area on the planet needs to either have a picture with Hollow Sky merch in it or have a Hollow Sky sticker slapped on it, respectfully or disrespectfully, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. That is dope. I'll have to look at that. Whoever Stonehenged Hollow Sky, that's sick.
Big gangster.
On to what you're all here for. Listener experience this week comes to us from our new friend, Vladimir, which is a ripping name right off the rip.
So awesome.
Just ripping, let me tell you.
It is so awesome. Like, I hear Vladimir and I think all types of cool images, like, they're just popping into my brain right now.
I feel like he's definitely wearing armor of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get it. Our friend Vlad says, "Hello, Steve and Kyle. Let me start by saying I stumbled upon your podcast late at night, and I've been listening to your shows for days, or rather nights. I moved to Finland a few years ago. I'm located around 274 miles from the Arctic Circle. Winters get real cold and wonderfully dark. Nature everywhere, forests very close to my home, and putting my headset on and listening to you guys talk about paranormal, weird, bizarre stuff while walking in the woods at night has become my favorite thing to do. The Finnish people are made of sterner stuff. I read about these foresters who saw something landing and some little robot-looking thing comes out of whatever this object was. Most people would either freeze in their tracks or run away. Not this one dude, though. This magnificent madman starts his chainsaw and starts changing this little weird robot thing around the forest. He didn't catch it, but man, that takes guts. One more thing to add before I get to my own story. You guys have impressed me so much that I've decided to print out a lot of papers, putting them all over my town. Just one word on the papers: Hollow Sky. That should spread the word. Now to what happened to me and my little brother when we were kids. I think I must have been around 7 or 8. My brother, 2 years younger. Our stepfather was quite skilled in wood carving, and he whittled 2 toy rifles for my brother and I. We lived in a very small village, at best 300 people. Everyone knew everyone, and we knew every part of that area. So my brother and I are out exploring, playing with our new whittled toy rifles. At the center of the village was an old dairy factory, where they'd treat the milk, put it in bottles, etc. It went bankrupt or something like that, so it was abandoned. The perfect playground for 2 boys. So I'm trying to recall this as best as I can, so bear with me if the details seem fragmented. This girl around our height just appears, and my brother and I start talking to her. At some point, this girl says she has to head home soon, but we can come along if we want to. We go with her, and we go through some overgrowth and straight into a forest. Now, from the dairy area, that overgrowth, there's maybe 30 meters or so. I believe 30 meters is around 100 feet. And I guarantee you, there was no forest smack dab in the middle of our village. What is there, and believe me, I've gone through that area hundreds of times throughout my life, and all that's in that area is houses and playgrounds. We get to that girl's house, which was in a clearing of this forest, and the house is just strange. It's open on one side like a dollhouse. We play with this girl for some time. I cannot remember what we talked about, except for when she just looks around and says, "You boys need to go home now. My parents are on their way." She then gives us very detailed, clear instructions on how to get out of the forest and how to get home. This very specific instruction still sticks with me for many years. She said, "Follow the dried out stream. Take the second path to the right, and it should get you home." For years, or now, years later, I still cannot explain all this weirdness, and I would write it off as a very vivid dream, except for one thing, or rather 2. Our wooden toy rifles that our stepfather had made for my brother and I, they were not with us when we got back home. And we did get quite a scolding for misplacing them. To this day, the girl in the forest still haunts me. If anyone out there has experienced something similar, I've tried Googling nearly every keyword with no result. Please share it with the glorious Stephen Kyle. My brother and I are estranged and not on speaking terms now, so I haven't been able to ask him if he remembers this strange girl in the forest. Where was this forest? Why such a strange house? Why so very urgent you boys need to get home? What exactly was up with her parents? And why such specific details on how to get home? Thank you guys for being my constant companions in my headset when I'm out for my nightly walks. Vlad. Banger.
First, it is awesome.
Let's break it down one chunk at a time here. Finnish Leatherface fighting alien robots.
Yes.
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 That in its own right. I need to look it up.
That's a story ender right there.
Yeah.
You didn't even need anything else.
I need to find it and write an episode on it.
I agree.
Because that's a different level.
We need friends like that.
It's one thing to confront extraterrestrials. It's another thing to confront extraterrestrial mech suit robots.
A chainsaw.
I feel like you eliminate the biological aspect of the threat, and it makes it a little more difficult when they're just walking metal suits of armor. It gets even more different when you come at it Leatherface style.
Yes.
I wish I was in the woods that day, just a fly on the wall, a squirrel in a tree, watching.
It would have been epic.
Old boy. I feel like he's got a flannel on, he's got his suspenders on, just ready.
Probably just a big old beard.
Yeah. Yeah. Chainsaw.
Yeah.
72-inch bar.
Yeah.
Just ready.
Just going hard, dude.
Just ready. That is awesome.
It is awesome.
Vlad, if you're listening, which I hope you are, still, I hope we're still your homies. If you have any links to said story, shoot them out, because I will dive into that and we will talk about it on a regular show. Because I'm fully for anybody who's trying to get physical with whatever off planet life has been fucking with everyone.
Yeah.
I'm 10 toes down with Chainsaw Man.
Yeah. And yeah. Let's give a hats off to the Finns. I think Hollow Sky needs to successfully take over that area.
Yeah, that's awesome that Vlad just made his own street team. Just print them out.
The most eerie, ominous way ever.
Yeah. I wish you would. If you send me your address, I'll send you some stickers. It's got QR codes.
I'd like to know how many people randomly Googled it because they just saw the word.
That would be weird. Yeah.
Imagine seeing that word like all over your town.
It'd be creepy.
Eventually you're going to go, what is this? And you're going to Google it.
Yeah, it would be creepy. I feel like that's a good way to do it. Take notes, Hollow Cult.
Yeah.
If you're feeling froggy, you're bored, just do your thing.
When you just rent a plane and fill it full of
flyers,
paper,
yeah,
with just the name on it and just dump it over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this will be a sticker that I make next time. I just say Hollow Sky and there'll just be a little QR code in the corner. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing. That's dope. All right. Diving into your experience. First thing, I feel like I underestimate how close Finland is to the Arctic Circle. It's 274 miles is not really that far.
At all.
And the Arctic Circle is cold. Hey, Hollow Cult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focused and enhance creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code, HOLO, when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code, HOLO. Which, I mean, it's better than being hot sometimes. Today, I would
probably choose. Depends how cold we're talking.
Yeah, today I'd probably choose the Arctic Circle over Illinois.
Yeah.
But let's dive into this experience. This is weird. I feel like this has a lot of portal alternate timeline themes? Like when you guys stepped through, did you make it? Did you even make it to the abandoned dairy factory? Because I feel like it's almost like they didn't even make it that far when she came. I guess they did. Yeah. They were playing. And then she came out and is like, hey, let's go kick it. And just leads them to a absolutely different timeline, essentially.
Well, and isn't that area ripe with like elf lore?
Fae lore?
The Fae lore.
I think.
Because remember,
like Northern
where
Europe.
Where was Josh Gates when he did his?
Yeah, he was up there.
He was in Northern up around Europe. There. Yeah.
That, I didn't think about that. That's weird.
That's what it makes me think of, being out in the woods and stuff, and then needing extremely specific directions to head back home.
Yeah.
Not to mention, for whatever reason, he didn't come back with his toy rifle.
Which is bizarre. It could go so many different ways. Like on one hand, say it's a time slip. Say you, whatever this girl, whatever timeline this girl came from, may say it's in the past, say it's in the future, whatever. She passes through and takes you back to where she was. Essentially, that could be the same area 300 years ago, 500 years ago. The dairy and the houses and the village isn't there. Just this little home, but the house is weird too. The half open dollhouse, like that's not any kind of architecture that I've ever like can recall seeing.
No,
in any sort of like history book or anything. That is bizarre. And if it is like an alternate dimension, which is just as likely as an alternate timeline, I would feel. Just, I don't know. There's a lot of ominous undertones, especially when she's like, my parents are on their way.
Yeah.
Time for you boys to get out of here.
That's the one I'm curious about.
I mean, it's cool that she was cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But that alone could implicate so many different things. Not to mention, how did she know her parents were on the way home?
Yeah.
Is it time specific? You know, was it getting to be about that time and she just pulled the trigger and was like, you need to get, or was is there something else to it?
Were her parents even human? Was she just in the form of a human to make the two young kids like be comfortable? You know, what if she had nefarious plans, but when she got there and started kicking it with them, playing, you know, toy cops and robbers and stuff, she was like, all right, these dudes are pretty cool. I don't want my parents to put them in soup or some shit.
Right.
So she's like, hey, get. Then you wonder if Vlad and his brother went back to the right timeline. You know, maybe they didn't leave their rifles in that existence. The existence they went back to, maybe didn't, I don't know. Maybe the rifle, something else happened to the toy rifles. I don't know. It's weird. The context of like jumping lines, jumping timelines, jumping dimensions and coming back. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to me.
It is weird. I kind of feel like it has to do with the Fae.
I like the Fae route.
And I kind of like the idea that the toy guns had something to do with it. So like maybe she was curious about the toy guns and took them, or because, you know, the Fae, they deal with a lot of the offering type situations, and they're mischievous. They will take things like that.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been, I don't know. Like he's trying to remember as best as he can. Maybe there was something said like, you leave these for me and I'll let you go.
Maybe,
you know?
And then, like, in to what you were pointing out, he didn't specifically say that he did take that specified route home.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because what if the boys messed up on one of the turns? What happens then?
Yeah, does it take you to a different timeline? Does it take you to a different dimension? Like, especially if there's entities that are capable of thinning that veil to pass through enough to have people also pass through. Like, who's to say there wasn't an infinite amount of paths home they could have taken that would have got them home, but just not exactly on the same timeline that they were on. Just something different enough. Just different enough. Because, I mean, we never know.
The other question would be, too, does he remember taking that way in? Yeah. When they were coming in, does he remember walking the dry creek bed? Yeah. You know, does he remember that type of stuff? Because if not, well, then we have some more things to be curious about.
I'm curious.
Didn't he say they walked through a thicket and then into some woods or something like that?
Yeah. No, he's okay. So the dairy place was there. I'm reading back through and confirming it. Said the girl around our height just appears and my brother and I start talking to her. At some point, she says she has to head home soon, but we can come along if we want to. We go with her. We go through some overgrowth and straight into a forest. Now, from the dairy area to that overgrowth, there's maybe 100 meters, roughly 100 feet. Not 100 meters, 30 meters, roughly 100 feet. And I guarantee you there is no forest smack dab in the middle of our village. What is there, and believe me, I've gone to that area hundreds of times throughout my life, and all that's there is houses and playgrounds. So they did pass through overgrowth.
He didn't mention anything about a creek bed on the way in.
The way he just said he feels like he just passed through it and there it was. Almost like a portal scenario.
Yeah, I feel like it's the Fae.
It does feel like the Fae. Now that you say it, like picturing the overgrowth and stuff, like
that's the curtain.
Yeah, I'm probably just, you know, reacting with tropes that we've been taught here, but it does. I feel like I'm passing through this weird, like you have all this overgrowth and there's like this weird circle that's just like the overgrowth grows around it, right?
Yeah.
And they just walk right through and they're like, oh, welcome to the weird dollhouse of the fairies.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, and the dollhouse house just sounds fae. But I mean, I realize, like you were saying, it's kind of all tropes that you acquire, but it makes you feel like it's the fae. And I don't know.
It's so weird. It's so like
it is. It's like, hard. It's simple. It's simple, but it's not.
Yeah, it's hard to even like. I don't have anything that I can directly like correlate to it. So trying to make it relatable in my head is hard. Like all I can go off of is other things that we've heard, and I mean, there's not really anything that we've heard like this. It
almost makes me feel like Peter Pan-ish.
Yeah, which is creepy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just has that vibe. I just keep thinking Peter Pan for whatever reason.
That is creepy. And, I mean, then there's so many things you can tie together with it. Like, you could go the missing 411 route. Like, how many times do these things happen that people just disappear into the ether? The kids don't come back, you know? Or you hear the lore of people disappearing into the side of mountains here in the United States and Appalachia and stuff. This could be the same phenomena just on the other side of the world. Cause I mean, you could link it to so many things. You could link it to the voices in the woods, you know, like calling people out there to get them to never come back. All kinds of like the forest lore is different, but it's all connected almost. You know what I mean? Like like there might be one singular weirdness that's at the heart of all this that kind of changes it depending on your geographical location, depending on like the time you experience it. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I'm curious. Hope Vlad's still listening, but if you remember, any details about the girl? Was there anything that stood out strange to you, like as far as her physical features? Did she just look like a normal little girl, or was there something weird about her eyes? Was there something like the way she talked, her enunciation of words? Did it sound like it wasn't something similar to the people of your village? Did she sound out of place? Was her vernacular dated? Did it sound like she was talking from the 1700s or some shit? Like anything like that that stands out? And if you remember any details of how you got back home, did you follow her path? Like Kyle said, that's a great question. If you followed the way she instructed you to follow, I don't know. The whole encounter is just so strange.
It is super weird. And like you said, it's not anything like we've heard before. And I would be curious if people in Vlad's area have similar experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Like if it's, you know what I mean? Like if it's not just an isolated event, because I'd be willing to bet it's not.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even know where exactly this took place. I don't know if it was in Finland, because he said he just moved to Finland not too long ago in the opening. I moved to Finland a few years ago, so it might not even be in Finland.
Right.
I'm curious as to where that took place at, if you're comfortable sharing that with us. And again, like Kyle said, piggybacking off of that, has anybody else had any experiences from your village that you can remember where you were growing up? And were there missing people from
or,
that?
Or what would you call that? Like lore. Was there any town lore?
Yeah, like don't
on subjects like that.
Lost my train of thought there because my camera cut out, so I apologize if I just trailed off. But yeah, if you are listening and you have any more information that you can pop to us, Vlad, please do so, because I'm very interested in the questions that we put out, like aspects of the girl and any lore of the village and where the village was located if it wasn't in Finland. For sure curious. But that was, first off, thank you for time to submit that. That was dope and strange and off the wall. But yeah, if you're still listening, hit us up with any follow-up we can get, and we appreciate you. And we're gonna wrap it up from there. So Holocult, you've got an experience you're sitting on. Nothing's taboo here in the paranormal realm. So send it out. We know you're sitting on it. We know it's just chomping away. Just send it. We'll talk about it as best we can. We'll relate it as best we can, because that's what we do. Happy Thursday. Everybody enjoy their weekend. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. And if the Fae open a portal and you go and hang out at their dollhouse, be sure to follow the specific instructions on how to get back to your timeline. Because if you don't, how are you going to know?